Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply TGIF. TGIF. Now, of course, if you're in the workforce, you're familiar with this term because TGIF simply means thank God it's Friday. When the weekend comes, people are happy because they recognize that they may have Saturday off and Sunday off and time to spend with friends and family. So the Friday marks this monumental occasion, and many people say TGIF. Well, you and I both know that as saints of God, we don't have to wait until Friday to be thankful. The Bible says in Psalms 118 and 24, this is the day which the Lord has made, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Then we discover in Psalms 90 and 14, the petition says, oh, satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days, not just on Friday, but it's more than Friday that we've got to be thankful for. Let me give you a few other alternatives to TGIF. When you hear that term from now on, I want you to think along these lines. First, TGIF says, thank God I'm free. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the Bible tells us in John 8 and 36, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Yes, my friends, isn't it great to know that we are walking in freedom, that we have the ability to first of all be free in our minds? See, many people fight for economic freedom, some for social freedom, some for political freedom, but what we've got is first and foremost is freedom of mind. See, our mind doesn't have to be tormented because we can follow the free formula, F-R-E. If you want to free your mind, remember F-R-E-E. Forget, remember, expect, and experience. Forget the bad. Remember the good. Expect the best, and experience the goodness of Christ. Yes, my friends and neighbors, when we experience life at its fullest, then we discover that our mind becomes freer. We don't harp on our past mistakes and our past failures and past things that made us upset. And when our mind is free, everything else follows. Remember when we were kids, we used to stack dominoes up. And if you push the first domino, if you stacked it correctly, you push the first domino and all the rest of the dominoes behind it fall. Well, once we get our minds right, my friends and neighbors, then everything else behind it falls. Remember, the Bible tells us in Romans 12 and 2 that we should not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Then we discover in Romans 8 and 2 that God has made us free from the law of sin and death. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we are free. Thank God we're free. Remember, the Bible says in Luke 4 and 18, Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. If you fall in any of those categories, my friends and neighbors, it's TGIF for you. It's thank God I'm free, that God has opened doors and removed bondages and chains and allowed us to flow freely in him. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we've got another TGIF. It's thank God I'm free, free to love, but also there's a TGIF that says thank God I'm forgiven. Yes, my friends and neighbors, as much as people would like to remind you of your past, you are forgiven. I challenge you to look at yourself in the mirror and smile and say these words, I am forgiven. I challenge you as you're driving in your car or wherever you might be to utter the words, say it out loud, I am forgiven. The Bible says in Ephesians 4 and 32 that we should forgive one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven us. Then remember David said in Psalms 32 and 1, blessed is the man whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. We are that people whose transgressions have been forgiven, whose sin has been covered, no matter what we've done, my friends and neighbors. Remember, Paul was a murderer, and God took a murderer and turned him into a soul winner. Isn't that amazing? Look at everybody that did something that they were not. Moses was a fugitive, but God took a fugitive and allowed him to free a nation. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it doesn't matter what you did or where you come from or what you've done in your past, no matter when that past was. Remember, the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 13, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever. He's the God of our past, our present, our future. And yes, we are forgiven. That's why we can forgive everybody else, because God did so much to forgive us. Remember, he told us in Mark 11:25, when we stand praying, forgive if we've got anything against anybody, that our Father in heaven may forgive us our trespasses. You know, I watched, you've seen it on court shows all the time, when a person is waiting for a verdict and the verdict comes back not guilty. That means that that person can never be tried again, that that person is completely free, no matter whether that individual did it or not. When the gavel swung and they say not guilty, you are released, then that means that of that crime, nobody can ever put you in jail for that. Don't you realize, my friends and neighbors, that God has swung the gavel and we have been forgiven every grudge we've ever held, everything we've ever done. God has forgiven us, and now we should show our appreciation by forgiving others. The last but not least, my friends and neighbors, at TGIF says, thank God I'm focused. Yes, my friends and neighbors, thank God I'm focused. See, focus is the key to excelling in this Christian life. One of my mentors always says that the only detriment to success is broken focus. Whenever we can keep our minds on the Lord, we can win. Remember, the Bible says in Isaiah 26:3 that God will keep us in perfect peace as long as our minds are stayed on him. Yes, my friends and neighbors, that's the reason why Paul said that this one thing I do in Philippians 3:13. He says, I forget what's behind and reach forth to those things which lie ahead. He was focused, my friends and neighbors, because in 14, he says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. What are you focused on today, my friends and neighbors? Are you thanking God that you're focused on your achievements and not adversity, that you're focused on opportunities, not obstacles, that you're focused on excellence and not excuses, on his goodness and not grief, on his mercy and not mistakes, on his salvation, not our suffering? Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can change our focus, because focus dictates feelings. Thank God I've got the ability to control my focus. Thank God that God says, don't take your eyes off of me. You're going to be okay. My friends, we can have a lot of reasons to say TGIF, and I challenge you, my friends, to embrace those free, that focus, and all those things that we have in him. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.